You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
If our next guest ran his business like government, bikes would cost about $63,000 and they wouldn't come with wheels. We are here, Spin City, Fleet Feet. It is time to...
Probably wouldn't be in business very long.
No, you wouldn't. If your plan was to spend more than you could possibly make. Kyle May in the studios, Ride and Run every Tuesday. We talk about all the things that are going on in the world of riding and running and just general outdoor activities. Wednesday, you guys have this beer mile. Now, this is an interesting one because you guys really like to incorporate beer in as many things as you possibly can.
Yeah, we got some new shirts made up, too.
This runner needs a beer.
Yeah,
I like that.
The Fleet Feet and Decatur Brewworks logos.
All right, now so tell me what you're doing with this.
So we're partnering with Decatur Brewworks for Big Beer Week or Craft Beer Week.
It's Craft Beer Week, yes. Yeah. I believe that's what it is.
So we're doing a little run with them. We've done it a few times. It's a beer mile. So you drink a little 4-ounce sampler of your whatever you want that they have on tap there. And then you run around the block, which is a quarter mile, and then you drink another one, and then you run around the block. So you do that 4 times for a mile.
All right, so you end up with a full mile of running and 4 beers.
Little ones.
Yeah, little ones. But that's okay. Yeah. I like that.
So there's an official world championships for the beer mile.
They're 4-ounce samples.
They drink a whole 12-ounce one.
Really?
Yeah, and they still run like a 4:30 mile or something like that. It's insane.
Well, I mean, you're burning that fuel, yeah. Right? I mean, that's a good thing. All right. Well, this is cool. But yeah, you're right. It is Craft Beer Week. So the beer club is getting together and the beer mile with Decatur Brew Works. So you where will you stop on these 4 different places? Where do you stop?
You just run around the block. So you
you're coming back.
They have a table each. Yeah, you set out your you set out all your little samplers in a line by your name. And then you they do heats because there's so many people. And then it's timed, and then the fastest person wins some prizes. And we are going to donate some prizes to raffle off, and for the male and female winners, we're going to do some Gooder sunglasses and gift cards and stuff like that.
All right.
It'll be a good time.
That's fun. So what time is all that started, and how do people sign up?
It's at 6 o'clock. It's free. There's a Facebook event out there on Decatur Brew Works page, so that's probably the best way to
find out more information.
And then we did get, I don't know, 20 or 30 of these shirts made up.
And then when does that start tomorrow?
I think 6.
6?
Yeah.
You think?
Well, I got
something. Come in there with definitive answers.
It's at 6. I'll go with 6.
All right.
Well, I got something else going on, so I'm not.
What are you doing? You're doing the bike ride in Niantic?
We're doing a time trial on Wednesday night, so I might have to go to Brewworks after.
So where in Niantic do you go?
The school, Sangamon Valley.
You go to the Storm, the home of the Storm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right in the parking lot. So we start right in front of the school. We head north.
I've never ridden in that area. Is that a nice?
Yeah. It's flat, not a lot of traffic. The roads are pretty deep. Well.
Some of the roads are pretty decent. Yes.
Yeah, we ride out there quite a bit, actually. There's a little market in town that we go after to hang out. So we moved the location of the time trial this year instead of Lincoln Homestead. It's getting pretty boring. We've been there for like 10 years, so
okay.
We switched it to the Sangamon Valley School in Niantic.
Okay.
Plenty of parking. Head out. It's 20K, so head out 6.1 miles, turn around, and come back. So it's pretty easy to...
Now, who participates in these? I mean, can anybody do this?
Yeah, it's probably, as opposed to a group ride where you have to keep up with everybody and you got to learn how to ride in a Peloton or draft. And all, this is a total independent ride by yourself, go as fast as you can.
Okay, see, that's what you need to be encouraging. The Peloton draft stuff, you just lost everybody.
Yeah,
there's like 6 people going, yes. everybody else is going, no, I just want a nice bike ride on a Wednesday night.
This is an individual effort. You ride by yourself. Not a lot of traffic out there. We time it too to see how fast you can go, and then you're racing your buddy or something like that, but really it's about improving your own time and setting your own goals.
Gotcha. All right, now this coming Thursday is Women's Health Week, and Fleet Feet's going to be in the YMCA lobby this Thursday. Is that right?
We are.
Okay, so this is kind of cool because occasionally the Y will bring in merchants to sort of, display their wares and have them for sale. And I think it really does open up a lot of people. You know what's crazy to me is I've had this conversation. And this is what happens. Like we did the 3D scan of our feet. And so I was telling, family members about this on Mother's Day and showing the pictures. And I mean, I've had more people, and I swear to God, Kyle, I mean, it even surprises me now.
Where are you?
What Fleet Feet? Yeah. Where is Fleet Feet? I mean, there's a lot of people out there that don't know. They maybe have an interest in getting into better shape, or maybe they're thinking about it. But I can't encourage you enough to start in this process at that point, because it really did make a difference. A lot of our folks this time around in our challenge, and we've been doing this challenge for a year, and we did a, you were kind enough to host us to be able to do this. And a lot of people really got started the right way by saying, okay, I'm gonna start with the basics and get the right footwear. I mean, that is important.
Yep.
But there's still a lot of people that don't know that.
Yeah. So,
I mean, amazingly enough,
it's always the challenge for business.
No, it's a challenge for everyone. I'm still disappointed when I meet somebody and they don't know what I do. Yeah. What do you mean you don't listen? But it is there. So we want to encourage you
But I think that scanner thing is a great example, because you're excited about it. You have an email of your foot.
Yes.
You can show people and talk to people about it, and it builds momentum and builds.
Well, and just the fact that I didn't know. I mean, I've been working out for a long time and didn't realize, okay, I've got this challenge here that I've got to address, or it can feel better if I do X, Y, or Z. And I didn't know. I'm walking through without any pain or anything, and it's good to know. So
So the outreach stuff with the Y is
exactly
awesome.
So you're going to get to a lot of people coming, because that place is packed, you know, morning to
night.
We've
done it a few times, but they invited us back.
So what are you bringing out?
It's hard to sell shoes there. It's from
Because you don't have all the size. Yes.
Yeah. So it's from 4 to 6 p.m., so we're only a couple hours.
Oh, good.
You know, she's probably going to bring some accessories. Since Women's Week, we do a lot of bras and bra fittings and stuff.
Now, so Lindsay, how important is this? I mean, we were talking about shoe fitting and
women, this is the most common thing. They're not wearing the right size bra.
Yeah. So we have specialists that can measure everything up. We have like a little section in the back of the store that's a little bit more discreet than being out on the showroom to do all that stuff, and then we got dressing rooms for it.
So. All right, so you're gonna be doing the Y 4 to 6 p.m. on Thursday.
Yeah.
All right, and then also the Yacht Club.
Decatur Running Club meets at 5:30 on Thursday evenings at the Yacht Club, and then Darren, a good customer of ours, puts on a bike ride up in Forsyth that leaves from the park. So there's a few things going on Thursday.
All right, we'll get it Friday, Saturday over the weekend. These are all things you can participate in, folks. Get out there and be active. We've all been screaming about how bad winter was and how long it lasted. Well,
It's summer now. I was just thinking, we were complaining like 2 weeks ago how cold it was, and now
it's here.
Yeah.
It has arrived.
90 yesterday.
All right, we'll get the quick break back with Kyle May. Ride and Run every Tuesday morning. Here is Lindsay Romano with your three-day forecast. Once we get this rain out here today, it looks nice.
Yeah, then it's not bad. Yeah. Not bad at all. We've got a 40% chance we could see some showers this afternoon. Noon, cloudy skies and highs near 81 degrees. Tonight, 30% chance of showers, mainly before 1 a.m. Cloudy and lows around 60. For your Wednesday, partly sunny, highs near 81. Thursday, mostly sunny, highs near 84 degrees. Right now in downtown Decatur, it is 66 degrees.
Did you know the greatest opportunity for economic growth comes from existing businesses? Hi, I'm Tim Stone, and Decatur Memorial Hospital is an investor in the Economic Development Corporation. The EDC can help your company grow through small business development services, customized market research, and data analysis. Your business expansion could be eligible for tailored incentives. Learn more at DecaturEDC.com or call 217-422-9520. We are the Economic Development Corporation of Decatur and Macon County. And we are limitless.
Join Linda Roberts' Best Trips Ever, April 9th through 19th, 2019, for a must-see adventure. Explore the tulips and windmills from Amsterdam to Brussels River Cruise. 10 days for the price of 7. See the fairy tale countryside bloom with millions of tulips, a trip of a lifetime. Enjoy tulips and windmills, plus chocolate and cheese. Free open bar, free $150 tips, free $100 shipboard credit. Only if you call now. Linda at Best Trips Ever, 855-1877.
Looking for a great used car? Think CPOV at BBAM. That would be Certified Pre-Owned Vehicles at the Bob Brady Auto Mall. Now you might be saying, why a CPOV at the BBAM? That's easy.
Selected.
Every certified pre-owned vehicle Brady sells is late model and low miles. These are the cars you'd choose yourself if you took the time to troll every website and visit every car lot. Don't waste your time. Brady has them all in one place.
Inspected.
Every CPOV undergoes an extensive safety inspection. Every detail is perfect with a Bob Brady certified pre-owned vehicle.
Protected.
Every every Brady CPOV comes complete with up to a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. How can Brady do that? With cars and trucks this good, it's easy.
And never neglect.
Check out CPOVs from Chrysler, Ram, Jeep, Dodge, Fiat, Honda, and Hyundai now at the BBAM. It's the Bob Brady Auto Mall, I-72 at exit 144, Decatur.
At HSHS St. Mary's Hospital and HSHS Medical Group, we recognize the importance of time when a stroke occurs. We are a nationally certified advanced primary stroke center, so we are prepared to help you during those crucial moments. Within seconds of arriving at St. Mary's Emergency Department, patients with stroke symptoms receive an evaluation from our specialists that result in a quick diagnosis and course of treatment. As your recovery process begins, we develop an individualized treatment plan to help you on the road to recovery. Learn more at stmarysdecatur.com/stroke.
You're listening to Byers and Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Took us the whole first segment just to get through Wednesday and Thursday. That's how much stuff's going on. Kyle May.
And people complain there's nothing to do.
Ride and run. Fleet Feet. FleetFeetDecaturIL.com, SpinCity.co. Those are your websites if you want to start there. You guys are going to be shooting a video, and there's some new mountain bike trails at Nelson, and there's going to be a grand opening a little later. But this is right over there sort of by the outdoor fitness dog park area.
Yeah,
right?
They just dropped the outdoor fitness thing out there too, and a new pavilion and stuff up there. Yeah, right as you enter Nelson Park on the left. Well,
think about coming right
off
out of the
20 seconds,
right off the beach house, exit or whatever. Yeah. It's right there. So how long is about a mile? You said
about a mile and a half. They got a loop right now. And they had a grant to put in some little obstacles so you can stick to the dirt path and make it kind of easy, just flow along and stuff. And then there's like little wood ramps and whoop-de-doos and stuff off to the side of the trail.
Is that a technical term? A whoop-de-doo?
I don't know. I think I just came up with it.
All right, well, I've
heard of it.
Yeah, but just over there,
it's
the whoop-de-doo.
Right?
Yes,
whoop, whoop.
I'll go. Oh, yeah, there's the whoop-de-doo. All right, well, that's in Nelson as well. Now, you also have Saturday morning.
So then we're going to do an official grand opening for that.
Yeah, a little bit later in the month, right. So then you do with Coffee Connection, right?
Yeah.
Is that this Saturday morning?
Yeah, so Saturday morning from the shop, we do a bike ride. We do a pretty fast one at 7, a B group at 7. And then Sam does a social stroll.
And what does that mean?
He just goes. They just ride real easy. And
okay.
We were doing the bike path, but I think we're going to mix it up and ride up to Coffee Connection this Saturday. Get a treat.
All right.
And ride back.
That's good stuff.
Yeah.
You also have.
And that's at 8 o'clock.
That's at 8 a.m. on Saturday. Yep. Well, 7 a.m. for the A and B groups and then the 8 a.m. for the social ride. All right. Sunday, the third Sunday recovery yoga at the store about 9:30. And you're going to. Do you need to sign up for this stuff? I know you make it very sound all very
casual.
Yeah, the
yoga one we do.
Yeah.
So we did a whole yoga series over the wintertime every Sunday, and it went over amazing. So we wanted to keep it going a little bit in the summer. So the third Sunday of every month, we're going to have Abby back to teach yoga.
All right. So that's at 9:30 a.m. There's a $5 charge for that.
Yeah. And you can sign up. There's a Facebook event for it. And through Fleet Feet Decatur IL's website, you can sign up for it too. But
right.
Yeah, you do need to pre-register for that. Everything else is pretty low key.
All right. Very popular are the Monday restaurant runs. This coming Monday, 6 p.m. at Sliders. You're going to be out on the east side of town for this one.
Yes. The restaurant runs have been very well attended through the years, usually 60-80 people or so. Sliders this
So how does this work for people who have never done a restaurant run? You basically, that's just your starting point, or is that your finishing point, or both?
Yes.
Okay, both. Yeah. So you meet at Sliders at 6, you go for a run, come back, and you're at Sliders.
Yeah, and we do it in conjunction with the running company. So I think we have Ultra there this week.
Okay.
If you show up a little early and you can try on some shoes and do like a 3-mile run in their shoes and see what you think. So, we work in conjunction with the shoe company. You can demo the shoes, show up a little bit before to get signed up. It's free to enter. You don't have to pre-register or anything for that. We do usually an out and back or some kind of little loop or something like that for 3 miles. We also do a 1-mile run option. And then we have a spread of hors d'oeuvres afterwards. And then
so these things are way to, like, you know, be physical, be active, but it's also all about the social and hanging out and having fun.
And the last one we did at the wharf, we actually had fruit there.
Wasn't bad.
Like beer and donuts.
All right. Well, we've only got about 40 seconds left here. If you're not going to go out to the run on Monday night, this is something that's for everyone. You guys are doing a flat tire changing clinic on Monday night at 6 p.m. So if you want to go to the shop and learn, or is that at the run?
No, it's at the shop.
It's at the shop. So this is one thing people need to learn to do if they're out and about and they get a flat tire, how to deal with
it. Yeah, if you're out on a ride and get a flat, you shouldn't be totally out of luck. You should know how to change
it. No, you should be walking back carrying your bike four miles. Yeah. Yes.
You should be able to change it fine and get rolling again. So the guys are doing a clinic that night.
All right. Great stuff, Kyle. As always, we appreciate it. All the calendar list is also on the Ride and Run section of NowDecatur.com. You can check that out to find out anything we talked about in this segment. Coming up next hour, Tim Gleason, city manager for the city of Decatur. We got Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports and the Redbird Report with Mike Claiborne. News is coming your way now.